Well, a happy Monday morning as we approach 8 o'clock. Good to be with you on KCMO Talk Radio, as we do each and every Monday morning at this time. Let's roll it.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly on KCMO Talk Radio.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Frontier Justice, your destination for firearms and fashion in Lee's Summit and KCK. Frontier Justice, faith, family, and freedom, online at frontier-justice.com. The good out of the weekend. I got to give props on the sports side. We could do Chiefs all day, but how about those Kansas State Wildcats beating KU by 20 points on Saturday night, punching a ticket to the Big 12 championship game? They'll play TCU on Saturday. They're playing, to me, some of the best football in America. Yep, round of applause. Well-deserved there for K-State. Chris Klieman, you know what, is looking like the guy who is out of Bill Snyder's shadow. And they're trying to win a Big 12 title since the first time in a decade. K-State was Big 12 champs back in 2012. But remember, that was back when the Big 12 didn't have, for a period of time, a championship game. So they were like co-champions with Oklahoma. They went on to lose the Fiesta Bowl that year to Oregon. But that was a mistake on so many levels. You got to go back to 2003, really, to me, for the last time they won the Big 12 title, finished that season also, coincidentally enough, with a Fiesta Bowl loss to Ohio State that year. So they got a tough one this weekend against TCU. But I'll tell you what, K-State is playing some of the best football in the country. Will Howard has been an upgrade at quarterback, and I know it was a great weekend for Wildcats fans celebrating that win over KU, over a rival, and punching a ticket to a Big 12 championship game. So credit to them on an absolutely outstanding weekend if you're a K-Stater. Now, the bad from the weekend, I've got to go on just a mini rant here for a second about something that I've only started to notice and really get annoyed by as a traveler of with two young kids. You know, I never really thought twice about using the family restrooms at airports because, well, why would I before kids? There was no point of using a family restroom before kids, right? The family restroom at an airport, as someone who, you know, travels for the holidays, is a place to bring in the kids before you get on the airplane or after you get on the airplane. You can all fit in there, you know, fit the family in there, go to the bathroom, change whoever has to get changed, the whole thing. So I don't mind waiting to use the family restroom if and when there is a family actually in the family restroom. But when you wait to use the family restroom with two little kids and out walks a single guy who just wanted privacy at an airport in the bathroom, you got a problem. I'm not big on a bureaucracy breaking down or harassing people. And I understand this may be a pet peeve of mine, Mark, but with two kids who are older than mine, but young kids yourself, you probably remember these days to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more infuriating than when you're waiting to use the family restroom and out walks a single guy who just wanted his privacy at the airport? Is there anything worse than that?
No, it's very annoying, and the same thing can be said at Royals games when you see the drunk lady walk out by herself or the drunk man. It's happened to me a time or two. So I'm with
it's
you
on the
bad.
It's happened to you at the Royals games.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had that happen to me at an airport, but I have seen it done before, and it just, yeah, it's frustrating.
So I didn't realize they had those family restrooms at Royals games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've got a couple family restrooms.
Okay, all right. It makes complete sense. I haven't been to enough games with kids to have to use those yet. But boy, that is just the worst. Like, I'm fine with I would fine these people $100. Like, just to make a point. You might say that that's petty, but I would completely make a point of any clown who wants privacy at a public event like the K, Arrowhead, or an airport to use. If you are that bothered by using a public restroom, then you should not go to those kind of events. You should not go to a Royals game if you can't use the public restroom. If you should not go to a Chiefs game if you can't use the public restroom. If whatever it is, it grosses you out, you need your privacy, don't go to the game. Just don't. Don't fly. The single guy, I can't tell you how infuriating that is. When the single guy or gal, I've just seen more men do it, walk out of a family restroom by themselves and they have these sheepish looks on their face because they know they've been caught for being complete jerks while you're standing outside with actually little kids. It's infuriating. It's absolutely
how
infuriating.
How dare you?
Thank you very much. Yes, Greta actually spot on there. Very nice job, Mark. The Ugly. The Ugly is the farewell tour from Tony Fauci over the weekend. You know, Tony announced last week at a press conference, we all know that he's retiring, he's done. So now he's going on his holiday farewell tour. And he goes on CBS's Face of the Nation and talks about how, you know, we might just have to shut down the schools again after the holidays. I'm not here to tell you not to do it. Here was Tony Fauci.
So yeah. Coming out of the holidays, should parents expect schools to shut down?
I don't know, Margaret. I'm not sure. When you talk about shutting down schools, there's always the collateral
effects. That's also radioactive.
Exactly. There's always the collateral issue. So you have to balance, and you do it in real time, depending upon the viral load of disease in your region. Whether, you know, the upper northeast may be quite different from the southwest, from the Pacific coast, from the upper northwest. So you have to have the local authorities evaluate on a situation-by-situation basis, the potential collateral deleterious effects with the effects of what might happen if you have so many kids getting infected.
How much evidence does Tony Fauci need? That's the Ugly from the weekend. How much evidence does this guy need? When the National Assessment for Education, the NAE, the progress tests are showing that kids are less proficient at math at the fourth and eighth grade levels than they were pre-COVID because of things like remote learning and school lockdowns and things like that. When you are destroying an entire generation's ability to learn in the name of COVID and the data backs it up, how can Tony Fauci not at least get up there and say to CBS's Face the Nation, no, the days of shutting down schools are over? You know, maybe we differ on certain things, but we can't shut down schools again. It's been a complete disaster for an entire generation. The fact that Tony cannot still say that is one of the most disgraceful things in modern American politics that still does not get enough pushback. And it continues to make Tony Fauci the worst taxpayer-funded employee in American history, hands down. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. We do it every Monday morning at this time. Good to be back with you.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.